So Ling has landed on the opposite side of the dome of Mimrina, staring down at you, holding the head of Okeanos in her mouth.
I will smile back.
She spits it out, and the head, the size of a boulder, rolls down the main throughway of Blackgate. Now, I will discuss your terms of surrender.
I want to, give the appearance of, yeah, good. Also, I'm shitting myself on the
inside. What does Mimrina look like at this point?
Her eyes have not come off of the three of you. She's just staring a hole at the three of you. So, is this everyone?
Yes, it's everyone who's left.
Yes, yes, my liege. We have the traitor here, and I kick Ashley as Brassland to the ground in front of me.
Make a deception check with advantage.
Oh, thank God, but there's nothing.
Do I have to do something?
You gave her advantage.
No.
You're doing it because you spoke first, Mallory.
Natural 20.
Plus?
Good girl. Zero.
I know.
To most natural of 20s.
You don't know what her modifier is. She looks like she was about to start gliding down into Blackgate, and you see her sort of beat her wings and go back up on the...
Brassland's reputation precedes him as quite a crafty one.
She yells out to the giants, spread out! Make sure there are no stragglers! And the giant zombies each turn and go down different side streets. From across the dome, you hear Mimrina.
Remember our deal, Ling.
Yes, yes, one moment. One moment, sister.
A few minutes go by as you hear the giants. And they all come back into the main square and just stand.
I don't know that I can trust giants, but so far nothing has been found.
She beats her wings and hovers and starts lowering herself down into this spaceship, but she does not land. She's hovering about 10 feet above all of you. You can feel her wings, the wind coming off of her wings beating.
As she comes closer, I'm going to bow my head.
Okay, so I count. Okay, so I count about 70 of you. Who will be the 35 that I bring with me to Ashheart, and who are the 35 who will die right here?
As she smiles a big toothy grin.
Except for you three. You three die right here. You can pick another 32 to join you.
Still hasn't landed.
No, she's hovering.
My liege, before our execution, you should know who you should be able to trust and who you shouldn't. It's things that they don't even know. I can offer it to you.
What could you have to offer me?
Mage hand. It goes up. And it is like handing her something.
She inspects it. She just lowers her head and looks at it. What is she looking at?
Two coins. Symbol.
Okay.
I think it's on like, oh God, now. So, yeah. She... It activates.
Okay.
And I'm just gonna go for death. I'm gonna try.
Oh my God! How many dice is that?
She has to pass. What does she have to fucking? So it's see if she fails.
Constitution saving throw.
And
okay.
She's gonna pass that.
I like her chances.
But
what's your spell DC?
But also it does a shitload of damage anyway, right?
18. Yeah, you don't know her mind.
That's a 31.
Oh.
So she takes half?
She will take half damage.
Half 49.
Okay. Okay.
Excellent.
So what's half 49?
24.
24.
I mean, it's a good...
Scatter!
I'm going to cast Chain Lightning.
Oh, no. No. You're rolling initiative is what you're going to do. As she gets hit with that spell...
24 something.
She says to you, I suspected a double cross. As you begin casting and you see arrows and other spells getting launched at her, as Ignis and Pandora and Olenna launch their attacks. As Mimarina comes off the dome, wings behind her like a torpedo, and is flying right at the three of you. Now you're all rolling initiative. Okay, Ashley.
13.
Malady.
19.
Okay, Orchestrion.
24.
And Zorkon.
Dirty 20.
Nicely done, okay. Orchestrion, you're leading us off.
Well. So, I did that. I'm like, Ashley, I think the jig is up. And I don't even know where the hell I am. I'm just running away from whatever I think is death. this is a tactical.
However, death is coming at me the other way.
What was the lawyer did that day when she realized she fucked up? Oh no, I stepped in it! I stepped in it!
Yeah, no. I'm just like, I regret my decisions!
And you're just turning and running?
We're in the square. I'm trying to find cover.
Map?
Probably.
Yeah.
Okay. It'll be an easy one. It'll be a simple map.
I might get closer. No, I'm gonna get farther away from Orchestron. I was gonna try to get there to save him, but she'll target us again.
Yeah, grouping is probably not optimal.
Okay.
What is that?
A giant, probably.
Yeah, I was just randomly saying where it was gonna be on the battlefield. So Ashley and Zarkon are flying, and so is Malady. But we'll say it took all of the giant speed to get there, so it can't really take a turn. It just appeared on the battlefield. It ran out from one of the aisles. One of the alleyways. Great club in hand.
Oh, this is great.
It's undead. We got this.
Ashley, you're up.
Okay. I will fly at the giant. I'll use the rest of my movement to be like flying in air, just like flying and swiping at him.
Okay.
Bonus action, we'll put the hunter's mark on him. And then first attack, 19.
On the zombie giant. That hits.
Okay. We'll blow my last level 3 spell slot for the Divine Smite. Infernal thingy, which I should not have added last turn to Ling, because I can only use that to damage a creature once per turn. So, oops on my part, but she just bailed on us, so whatever. God, I love rolling so many dice. Oh, that's a lot. 47. For the first hit. Second attack. No Divine Smite. Is 16 plus yep. Lots. I get 2 dice for this attack. It's 9 plus 9 is 18.
It's almost half its hit points in one shot, in one turn.
Now I'm like kind of floating by the giant, just total anime character.
Ashley went Super Saiyan.
Yep.
Doing up some Attack on Titan shit.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna come back on a 4? No, 5 or 6. Okay, so she will use some of her 80 feet flying speed. That'll work.
For and what?
She's going to empty the clip on Ashley. Actually, no. Before she does that, she rears up and launches this roar into the air, like directly up into the dome. I'd like all of you to make wisdom saving throws, please.
Oh.
To be frightened?
You're immune?
Yes, indeed I am, sir.
How are you immune?
Because of the little thing that you just gave me, I'm immune to being frightened.
That is correct.
I have advantage on being frightened.
Okay.
I'm going to do the wisdom throw, but then I'm going to swear I had some effect.
Pretty sure I fail. I got a 12.
Yeah, that will fail.
26.
That will pass. You are not frightened.
Okay, Paladin.
Well, I'm a...
He's the cleric.
I'm Paladin.
I'm pretty sure I'm frightened because... 10.
That will, yes.
I called you a
I'm very scared.
Okay, Ashley and Orchestron, you cannot willingly move closer to Mimarina, and basically anything you do while she's around has disadvantage. She's now going to empty the clip of melee attacks on Ashley. What's up, Orchestra?
Never mind. I could have done something, but it wouldn't have worked for me, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute, it can't... Oh, I thought it could do that. Oh, yeah, it can use its frightful presence and then make three attacks. Okay. One bite, two claw. Okay. So it is going to bite, claw, and claw Ashley.
AC 18.
Okay. Natural 20 on the bite.
Eek.
And then, holy shit, a natural 20 on the claws and then a 32 on the claws.
Shit.
I mean, I have
resistance to slashing damage.
Okay, that's something.
That's really something.
That's something.
Okay, we're going to do these one at a time. All right, just because.
I think I'm going to survive, but I can't say much more with us than that.
As long as you don't take more damage than your current hit points, right?
It's double hit points. Yeah.
If it's okay, double so your hit points.
That's permadead. And we need to find ourselves a diamond.
Well, that would have to be 236 damage in one attack. So. 10.
Alright, well.
21 to 29. I'll roll it out. So 14. Oh, wait, no, that's piercing. Never mind. So that's 29. 43 damage from the bite. Now we'll do the claws, which will be 46 plus 8 divided by 2. 9, 12, 14. 22, you take 11 points of slashing damage from the claws. Oh, wait, that's one claw.
Yeah, I was just about to say.
Second claw is 13. One of the claws on the bite.
Not too bad.
As you see her just... just tune up, and you can feel the acid from her teeth, like the acid saliva dripping into the wounds when she bites you.
But it's not that bad, because I'm also resistant to acid damage.
You are. And there was, I think, take back...
I don't think any of that was acid damage.
Some of the bite was.
Oh, okay.
Some of the bite was. So take back 9.
Cool.
That was Mimrina's turn. Orchestrion, you're up.
Well, I can't move closer to her, but I can definitely move closer to the cleric.
Well, I mean, I could.
Do I have disadvantage on something like cure wounds?
No, I think it's a disadvantage on attack rolls.
Okay. Well, I went right to the cleric. I'm like, I'm really scared right now, and I'm gonna do a cure wounds on myself. Do I have disadvantage on that with the cure wounds?
Okay. No, not at all.
Okay, so we're gonna do a fifth level, and I'm gonna. So I heal myself for 35 points.
Okay.
I don't know if I could do anything else. Oh, I will give Zarkon Bardic Inspiration.
Okay. Zarkon, you have a D10 Inspiration.
Awesome. Thank you.
And that'll come in handy as it is your turn.
Alrighty.
You saw the fear in my eyes and it motivated you.
There hasn't been an attack on her yet, right? Other than my Guiding Bolt that hit?
Correct.
Cool. So then if I attack again, I have advantage.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Malady did some damage with Synaptic Static, but that wasn't an attack roll. So yeah, no one's actually rolled an attack roll on her yet.
Gonna do another 4th level Guiding Bolt. 23 to hit.
Yeah, it'll hit.
Mama! Holy shit!
So it's gonna be 28 Radiant.
Alright.
And next attack has advantage.
Next. Your attack or anyone's?
Next attack on Mimrina.
Anyone's.
Correct.
All right.
So if you roll an attack roll, you roll with advantage. And it's for movement. I'm going to come to the side.
Okay.
That's it for me.
All right. 20-foot reach. Okay, legendary action, tail attack on Zarkon.
Okay.
Ooh, that might actually miss. That is a 21.
Meets beats. I have a 21 AC.
Okay, so that will hit. You take 13 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay. I'm going to do telekinetic reprisal because I'm within 10 feet.
Okay.
I need a strength save DC 13.
Yep.
So you will take... So you're going to take 4 force damage.
Okay. Malady, you're up.
First off, I'm going to fly... here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay.
Mass cure wounds.
You have 50 feet of flying speed?
No. The spell is a 60-foot range with a 30-foot
radius.
Got it. Okay.
So I can cast it here, and everyone in a 30-foot radius will get
mass cure wounds. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It does not hurt. I'm not done with my casting yet, though. Everyone gets 16.
Cool.
Okay. You son of a bitch. Okay. Then I need a dex save. I'm going to do chain lightning because I quick casted. So this will be my bonus act.
24.
Half as much on a successful.
Okay. He's like, I know.
Max was 43. Take care.
21, okay.
On just her?
Yeah. The spell will hit other people, but there's nobody else. Oh, I can hit the guy!
The giant. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Thanks.
I like your chances there on the next save.
Thanks, Orchestra.
15.
Yeah, well, that fails.
Yeah, I know. Roll me the damage.
Bolts leap from the target. Okay. I just want to make sure I didn't have to roll to hit anything. Is it the same damage? No, it's a different bolt.
No, but it's the same roll. It's the same thing.
41.
That giant is not long for this world.
Okay. That's my turn.
That's true. That's your turn?
That's my turn.
Okay. As the rest of the giants are now storming through Blackgate, buildings are beginning to collapse, and they are just rampaging through the city. This one that has found its way to you, where is its, it does have that. Okay, that's good to know. Ashley's the only one near it, and it came to protect, 40 feet of speed? But Ashley's up.
Attack of opportunity? Or am I too high?
Yeah, you're too high. I would say you're too high.
Yeah, giants are what, 20 feet?
Yeah.
Paul?
Yeah.
So yeah, there's like a 10-foot
gap. Because I would have gone up from the giant to the dragon.
Yeah. So it is.
Wait a minute. I didn't attack the dragon, did I? I thought I just attacked the giant.
You attacked the giant.
Right. So I would have been around his level. Then the dragon attacked me.
Okay, take an attack of opportunity.
Yay! 24.
24? That will hit.
Still has Hunter's Mark.
If that's the case, though, it wouldn't have left. It would have stayed there to fight you, or maybe gone here, where it could swing at you both. Because it has, I think, a 10-foot reach.
Yeah,
10-foot reach.
15.
15 damage? Okay. Still not long for this world.
Yeah.
All right. Ashley, 26 to hit.
Yes.
Orchestrion, 27 to hit.
Yeah. Ow.
Oh, this is going to hurt.
Aw. God, I got those healings.
No,
please, no.
Ashley, 32 points of bludgeoning damage. Orchestrion, not as bad. 21 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
Oh, no, please, no.
Ah, I remember this.
That's a familiar face.
You're up, Ashley.
Cake. Going to take my bonus action first and Misty step the fuck out of here. How far does that let me go?
30 feet.
30 feet. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And action. I am going to full dump my lay on hands on myself.
But now Misty step is just your bonus action, right?
Right.
You can still do your movement if you want to get farther.
Well, that's a good idea.
You want to keep going this way?
Yeah, we'll go just like another...
What?
20
feet?
20 feet, yeah. So, yeah. I'm taking 20 hit points.
Ooh, nice.
I'm hurting a little bit. And that's all I can do.
Okay.
I ran the fuck away because I am scared.
Legendary action, tail attack on Zarkon.
Aww.
18 on the die.
Yeah, it's
13 points of bludgeoning damage.
All right. Reaction, telekinetic reprisal. Need a strength save DC 13.
Ooh. Just makes it. 13.
At least I tried. 7 force.
And now it is her turn. Breath weapon does not come back.
Can we resist fear at the end of our turns? Or? I don't remember when that happens.
Yes, you can repeat the saving throw on the end of your turn.
So I can probably repeat mine.
Yes.
6.
Wisdom?
No. Yes.
9.
Two claws on... Actually, we'll roll for it. 1 or 2, you get the bite. 3 or 4, you get the claws. Biting Orchestrion. Still a 21. Done. Sorry, dude.
It's like, I'm like...
No. Don't do that. Don't give me hope. 34.
Oy.
And 2 claws on Zarkon.
Ooh. Ooh. Is this?
21 and 28.
Yeah, both hit.
21 points of slashing damage. And we're back at the top of the order, Orchestrion.
She's flying, correct? So I essentially can see under her.
Yes.
Dimension door.
Right.
And I'm going to be over here.
Okay.
My question is, counter charm, since I have counter charm, it's my action. Is that essentially me, like, almost just trying to get out of fear?
Read it. I'm not sure.
Let's see. As an action, you can perform until the end of your next turn. During that time, you and any friendly creatures within 30 feet that can hear you gain advantage on saving throws against being frightened or charmed.
Yeah, then you could do that as your action.
So I'm going to do that as my action, and now I have an advantage against being frightened, but I still have to roll.
But it would be the advantage, you'd have advantage on the saving throw. So you could roll twice, take higher.
I'm doing that then.
I am not in range.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. Help yourself.
My bad.
You can't help me unless you help yourself.
With advantage, I got a 20 on the die. So, I'm pretty sure I'm not frightened anymore.
Okay. So a natural 20?
Yeah. I got a natural 20.
Oh, yeah.
Because yeah, it was 12 and 20.
You are not frightened anymore. Let me have that thing.
There you go. Here's the hula hoop.
You damn kids with your hula hoops.
Oh, same jokes. Same jokes. They live on forever in my mind.
Get out. How's that for a new joke, kid?
Go ahead. Keep saying things.
All right. Legendary action. The only one in range right now is Zarkon. So, tail attack on Zarkon.
Zarkon, are you okay?
Probably not.
Do you feel like maybe you need punishment or something?
That is 24. 13.
Another hit me with them 13s. All right, reaction. Telekinetic reprisal. I'm going to get you.
19.
Yeah, okay. So you're going to take half. I don't care. God damn it, I'm hitting you. I'm getting you back.
We're going 10 for time here.
Zarkon take 4 force damage back.
Zarkon is like Captain America.
Take your goddamn change.
And it is your turn, sir.
I can do this all day.
That's our...
I can do this all day.
Raging Bull. Zarkon. I'm still standing.
So she's next to me, right? She's
yeah, right up like, on you.
She's right up on
you. Right
me.
Up in your grill.
All right. As an action, I'm going to present my holy symbol. I'm going to put up Twilight Sanctuary.
When you're just about to die, Twilight Sanctuary. Come and join us at the Twilight Sanctuary when you are just about to die.
Sorry. Wow!
What does that mean?
A little bit.
Yeah, she's like,
I feel attacked.
Yeah, we did.
And not by the dragon.
I'm
on my own team.
Why
are you mad at me?
Mad at you.
So, I'm going to center it on myself, so it's going to get me and Orchestrion. And so when I end my turn, I'm going to get 1d6 plus 14 temporary hit points. And when you end your turn, same. As long as I'm still, you know, alive. A bonus action. We're going to do a spiritual weapon. So a little thing appears right above the head.
Okay.
And I'm going to take an attack. But I hit it with a guiding bolt, so I can manage. 13 plus 11.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's going to be... Nice! Rolled max, so 8. So that's going to be 13 bludgeoning.
Okay.
And then, end of my turn. So I'm going to get... 15 temporary hit points.
Alright, your turn?
Yep.
Take another tail attack.
You get another one.
Yeah, that hits.
Okay.
Oh, 16 this time.
Nice!
Malady, you're up.
Wisdom saving throw, please.
I'm gonna do my reaction again.
Oh.
How many times can you do that?
5.
Okay.
Every time you hit me, I'm hitting you back.
Oh, this fails! 10!
Awesome!
Yay!
Woohoo! If you took my 10, I'm gonna kick your ass.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Where's the beginner?
Legendary resistance.
Oh, nice. 6. 11 force damage. Chip it away.
Wisdom
save?
Like a million. 28. So sorry. Half damage?
No.
No, you have to do it.
It's not damage.
Oh, if they make the save. Oh, shit, what were you doing?
Slow.
100% would have used a legendary resistance. 100%.
I haven't?
What?
No, she would have.
Don't feel... She would have.
Oh, I was like, I don't have that. And also,
100%. So don't feel bad. You would have lost anyway. 100%. If there's ever a time to use your legendary resistance, it's against slow. Like, no, 100% she was using it.
Yeah.
She's got 2 left.
Isn't that bring it on? It's so, just like, take a knee.
So then I will quicken and I will cast my last spell slot. Hold on.
You can't do 2 spells in 1 turn.
Yes, I can because I do my. Because you get that turn. And I'm going to do a 4th level fireball.
Wait, what?
On its head.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, Jesus Christ, wait a minute.
Hold on. I got to do more, though.
15 deck save?
25. 15?
Yeah.
What's a 15?
On the deck save for fireball?
She did a 15?
Yeah.
Well, that's a fucking failure, isn't it?
She'll take it.
She's probably got the points for it.
Yep. Oh, God.
25, 26,
27,
28.
Okay.
Fire! On your fucking face!
Okay. She takes it and smiles at you.
Resistant to fire, probably?
No, she's acid.
No.
Oh.
Yeah. She's got a shitload of hit points.
She just has the hit points and is just filled with rage right now.
We're having a fucking arm wrestling contest with Mount Everest right now.
I'm going to say that giant falls to arrows that were fired at it. Because it's really just getting in the way and annoying me right now. You see several other giants converging on one of the buildings over here. And there appears to be a battle happening.
Okay.
Ashley.
Okay, well, I'm still pretty damn scared. But I see that the attention is not on me, so I am gonna take out my crossbow and completely forget that it does extra acid damage, and I'm gonna attack with disadvantage with that.
Okay.
Wow, that is piss poor. That's a 13, no, not 13, a 15 to hit.
15 will miss.
And we'll do it one more time. That's even worse. And I don't know, hide.
You can also make the save for. You can try to make the save for.
Oh yes, I definitely want to do that, but I'm gonna like try and find a place to hide.
Okay.
Natural one.
Oh my god!
And you saw my good rolls on Ling.
Yeah, likewise.
God damn it! I did like 100 damage.
So when you say hide, you want to go up one of these hallways?
No, I'm just gonna like.
Like, on the building, like, okay, that's fine.
I'm scared.
Top of the order is me, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's time to be bold. I am pretty much behind the young lady, correct?
The young lady?
The young lady, yes, you are.
Does she know where I am?
You don't know.
Okay. Well, I'm definitely within 120 feet, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Synaptic static. Be an intelligence.
Cocked.
That's cocked. Could not possibly be more cocked.
Yeah. It's cocked.
I like that better.
No.
Still better than a 10.
That is a fail. Legendary resistance. She'll choose to pass.
So she's gonna take half.
Yeah, she'll take half the damage.
Half of 22.
11. I don't care who synaptic static her. I wanted someone to synaptic
11
static.
11 damage. You got her under 200.
Oh.
Yay, guys!
So here's a question.
Yes?
How many legendary resistances does she have? How many was that?
Two. She's got one more.
Okay. All right.
Well.
Now I know.
It's gonna be a long road ahead.
Nope.
Do you have divine intervention yet?
I do, but yeah.
Zorkon, you're up.
I think we need some help.
All right.
Better hope I keep rolling low on the breath weapon to coming back.
And just think, this was the best case scenario.
Yeah. Seriously.
Ooh, shatter. What level? Second level? Oh, and I got all my second levels.
So we're going to do sixth level. And we're going to do Moonbeam.
Okay.
Right on her face.
All right. What's the saving throw for that? Con, right?
Yep. 19.
That's 26, so half.
Okay. 60 times. 34, so half of 34.
17, okay. That's your turn, sir?
And bonus action, spiritual weapon.
Okay.
I have the bardic
you
inspiration,
do.
Right?
By all means.
I rolled a 6, so I don't think that's going to hit. So that's a d10 I can add, right?
Yes.
Cool.
Ashley, do you have one?
Okay. I do not.
That actually might do it. 22?
22 to hit?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Just hits.
Awesome. Jim that's going to be 9 bludgeoning.
This is spicy.
Okay.
No, thank
and I am concentrating, if you have a thing.
Got
it. Sip, no.
Okay.
I have my thing up. So end of my turn.
Rude. Put it away.
I get...
His Twilight Sanctuary.
And my Twilight Sanctuary, yep.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah, did you get...
So what do I roll for that? A 10? Or no, a 6?
You roll...
I think it was like a 6 plus 14.
6d6 plus... Yeah, 1d6 plus 14. Temporary hit points. Roll the 6. So I get 19 temporary hit points.
14, 15, 16, 17. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, that's cool.
6 plus 14 is 20.
Oh, yes, it is. My bad. Can't math today. I'm sorry.
It happens.
On a day of D&D, sucks.
Malady, you're up.
Oh!
Let's wait. You see in the part of the city that goes toward the Braz and Tom side of the room?
Yeah.
You see Ling is still on the battlefield. Mm-hmm. She is dive bombing and, like, carpet bombing with her lightning breath.
Oh, fuck.
I think we're okay still. I still want to get this bitch out. I want to strike this motherfucker out.
Strike this motherfucker out.
TPK.
One thing to say to you, Vaughn.
Alright. This sucks, but I'm gonna fly this much closer.
Okay.
And I'm gonna do Agonar Scorcher.
Agonar Scorcher. Okay. What's the saving throw?
No, you just take the damage.
What's the saving throw?
Dex.
I believed her.
21.
I did too for a minute there. I was like, what? Is this like magic missile?
21.
I thought your spell save DC was something like 30.
19.
Oh.
Half of 9.
Okay.
Oh.
That hurt.
Is that your turn?
No. I'm very angry, so I'm going to do another fireball because that pissed me off. Third level.
How many times can you do that?
6. Up to my intelligence modifier.
All right.
What?
Oh, you've got a 22 intelligence too? Well, not 2. I have a 22 as well.
21 again, so half damage.
26.
26 damage?
Yep.
So 13. 26 is what you rolled?
Yep.
All right, chipping away. Ashley, you're up.
All right. peek out from my very poor little hiding spot and try and pew pew. Ah! I wish that was advantage. So that's a natural one on the first one.
Okay.
And oh my god, I lose the natural 20.
Ah! Oh, fuck.
Goddamn. But 11 plus 22.
Just hits.
Okay. Now, I know this is meta gaming a little bit, but I'm assuming immune to acid.
That's not meta, Ashley. You're
oh yeah, it's true.
Your favorite enemies are dragons, and you're level 14. Yeah, you know, acid ain't gonna do shit.
Okay, so it's only 1d6 plus 6, because dragon wing hand crossbow. That's appropriate for being feared. That is a 1 plus 6.
Okay.
Seven damage, and I will roll to save against fear.
Save against fear? That's a con we went to.
It is. What do you got?
19.
You are not frightened anymore.
Please.
Okay.
As seeing your friends, your allies getting hit, you see the city being decimated. Something shakes loose in Ashley.
She's like, what the hell am I doing? I gotta get back in this.
Quit playing with yourself, Hoopa! Daylight's wasted! Now Mimrina's turn. Okay, still rolling low.
I don't know, maybe you should try to attack somebody.
Ow!
Zarkon, you're gonna get an attack of opportunity.
No! Oh wait, yeah, go ahead.
10, okay.
20.
No, no, no. Can I stop you there? Can you please roll me a save?
What's the save?
The save is for standstill. That's a charisma 19.
33?
She's charismatic, dragon. Very voluptuous.
Really getting pissed the fuck off, man.
Attack of opportunities, Archon?
Make it count!
I'm gonna try.
All you need to do is, like, maybe 150.
Yeah, it's a 15.
That'll miss.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's going to unload on you, Malady.
Oh, well. Yeah, that's what I like. People unload on me.
It's a family game.
Vin's like, oh, I don't think that's true.
22, 23, 24.
Shield.
What's your armor class? What's your armor class with shield?
18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23.
So only one claw hits. No, meets beats. So you
two.
You shield the bite. You don't take the bite, but you will take both claws. So do this.
Oh.
So 16, 17, 21, 25 points of slashing damage, Malady.
25 points of slashing. Thank you. So I have that, right?
No. Why would you have that?
Because.
Oh, don't be a smartass. Don't be a smartass. Orchestra, I'm back to you.
Oh, boy. Okay. Man. She's far away now.
She saw the wizard and was like, okay.
In that case, I'm going to go up to the road, which is 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, right?
That's it.
My movement?
Yep.
And if I dash, that's all.
That'll be double your movement, so and then one movement.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. But now, I can't do it.
Do bonus what? Action.
Well, bonus action would be like a bardic inspiration.
Yeah. You can do a bonus action.
So, yeah. In that case, Ashley. Yeah. I'm within range with Ashley.
Yeah. Sure.
You're going to get a bardic inspiration from me.
I'm probably going to need... Well, I'm not fearing anymore, but still going to help. Because after Lang left, I started rolling like shit.
Yeah, I don't think I could do anything else. I could sort of try to hide, but I'm in the middle of a goddamn road, so it's not probably going to work.
That's your turn?
That's my turn. There's nothing else I can do.
Okay. Legendary action, tail attack on you, Malady.
Yay.
That might miss. With shield, that might miss. Because shield is good to your next turn, right?
I believe so, yeah, baby.
That might actually miss. That is a 19. That will miss. Zarkon.
All right, so bonus action. Going to move Moonbeam.
Okay, another con save?
Yeah. 19.
Oh, just meets. Just meets it.
This is not a fun fight, man.
I'm having a blast.
Don't do this to me.
So it's 36 on behalf of 36.
Okay. So 18.
And then for my action, it's going to be Guiding Bolt. And I'm going to use a fifth level slot for that.
Okay.
Nice. 17 on the die. 17 plus 11.
That hits.
Cool. So that is 86. So that's another 33 radiant damage.
Ooh, that's a big one.
And next attack has advantage.
That could be a tide turner. She didn't like that. Rearing up to hit you again, Melody. As the big guiding bolt hits her right between the shoulder blades back from where Zarkon is. She looks back over her shoulder, staring daggers at you. That your turn, sir.
That is my turn.
Legendary action, tail attack.
Yeah, whatever.
I am still in the bubble. So, yes. So, 17 hit points.
That will hit. 20 bludgeoning.
I'm on the light.
And it is your turn, Melody.
I need a con save. I know you're going to pass, but I want it anyway.
Yeah, that is a 30.
So that's 18.
Okay.
And...
what are you doing?
Thunderstepping the fuck away.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to thunderstep. Boom! I gotta go. Can I go into your bubble?
Yeah.
Yeah, bitch.
Can I go into your bubble?
Do you mind if I joined you in your bubble? All right. Now that I am in your bubble, oh well, I don't want to be that fucking close to you. Okay.
Once you end your turn, 1d6 plus 14 temporary hit points.
Nice. Okay. And then I am also doing something else. And now I forget what I was doing. Fuck. What was I doing? Oh, bonus action, potion of short rest.
Oh shit. Okay.
Go. And now I'm going to get...
everything you would get on a short rest.
Yep.
Is that your turn?
Yes.
Get your bubble stuff.
Oh, and my bubble stuff.
Okay, legendary action. She can't really do anything. No one's in range, but I'm just going to turn her. Just to face you guys. Just for flavor. It changes nothing mechanically.
She you know, she sees me. She's like, hi.
Ashley.
Oh, all right. Let's do some stupid shit.
Now that's a catchphrase.
Bonus action, Hunter's Mark.
Love it.
A little halo there. And let's work out of this bitch.
Oh, I took a little crown.
21.
21 just misses.
Damn. Second attack is less.
Oh, sorry, man.
Wait. Just a question. Wasn't there advantage?
Yeah, you said your next attack's advantage.
Yeah.
So that was one attack. That was two rolls. That was one attack. So roll the next one with advantage. Actually, no.
No, the next roll is
the next roll is a straight roll. Yeah.
Oh. Damn it. One of those is a natural 20.
Oh, I'm sorry, dude.
But nope. We will do this fair. 28.
That'll hit.
Woohoo!
Let's see. All right. Sword.
What is the Matrix?
Infernal thing. Hunter's Mark. Gonna do a second level Divine Smite. 3d8. That is a lot of threes. 12, 16, 21, plus 9. 30. 30. Perfect. 30 damage. That's all I got.
Oh, that's a big one. Her turn.
Spells.
Damn it!
She needs to make a con save. Because she's in Moonbeam.
22.
Yeah, it makes it.
There's something about when you take a handful of dice.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's why Divine Smite is so much fun.
So, half of 35.
17. All right. She's looking around from from Ashley to Orchestrion to Zarkon to Malady. Looks of desperation and a bit wild-eyed on her part. Ashley, you get an attack of opportunity.
Sweet. No.
Did you?
No, just fuck all.
Okay.
That rolled a 2.
550,
55, 60. You okay?
Make a strength
check. What do you want, your mama?
Make a strength check.
A strength check from me?
Yes.
From me?
Yes. No, from the other malady.
Not saving throw, check.
Check.
With my solid 8. All right, sure. That would be a 6.
Okay, you are grappled.
Wait, hold on.
Oh no, she's gonna eat you.
Go get me a little fucking hula hoop.
As she says, I'm supposed to take you alive. Grabs you and flies 20 feet up. So now she is...
Cool.
I guess, would we say 30? So she's now 50 feet up with Malady in her mouth. What were you concentrating on?
Flying.
All right. We'll just say you dropped. Because I didn't have you roll the con saves for all the damage you took.
So then Ashley just fell to the ground. Sorry, Ashley.
No damage, because that was my fault. We should have I should have dealt with it in the moment, and we forgot. So we're just going to say it dropped and move on.
Hey, you're a ranger. You tucked and rolled.
Yeah.
It's just a little fall.
I'm still concentrating, though.
You're still concentrating, though, yes. It's just a little fall damage. It won't bother
you. Yeah. I did actually notice that at one point, but somebody else was talking, so I didn't want to interrupt. And
no worries.
Promptly forgot.
Patrick was like, ah, parkour.
Parkour! Parkour! Parkour!
I also think that you would have known better not to have been too high off the ground in case I got hit.
Orchestrion, yeah. You are up. Malady is now in its mouth, 50 feet above.
She's being held?
Held, and Marina is flying 50 feet up.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, like Ashley says, let's do something stupid. Dimension door, 50 feet up. I'm going to try to get on the back or the freaking... like, hamstring or whatever the hell of what's-her-face.
All right, you can do it. The question is, will you be able to stay there? We'll figure that out as turns progress.
So, talk about where do I end up? Dragon. I don't know, like...
We'll put you in between here. We'll put you right in there. In between the
worlds. Never-ending story!
As Orchestrion does it, without really thinking this through, and just goes, oh, shit.
Yeah,
and
so...
And he's now dimension doored onto the back of an ancient black dragon.
So,
spend too much time with me.
Do I still have a fly available?
That's all my action?
That's your action, yeah.
I give Malady a bardic inspiration.
Bonus action, Malady, you have a d10 bonus, bardic inspiration.
Okay.
Hi! Can I come too?
But I don't think Falcor held that kid with the backpack in its mouth.
Oh god, this is not Falcor. This is not Falcor.
I don't think Falcor actually attacked those kids.
Okay, so Zarkon.
Son of a bitch. Okay.
Zarko's trying to figure the fuck out what the hell just happened.
Yeah, pretty much. He's just like, what? fucking idiot.
Oh, okay.
That's going to be fun if she dies in the air.
I can cast fly.
That's what I figured. That's what I figured.
I'm hoping.
Or if she doesn't die in the air and gets away, it's going to get even more fun.
Okay, so I can move the moonbeam 60 feet, and it's a 40-foot... high cone, so I don't know if I can still get her in that.
I would say no.
I think I'm just a,
you're
I'm
just short.
I'm just short of it, right? All right, so I'm gonna move it sort of after her.
Okay.
So it's gonna be like chasing her. I'm gonna fly up 30 feet.
Okay.
Movement. For my action, I'm gonna do a guiding bolt.
Hold on tight, sweetheart.
Shit.
Maybe I don't want you to die right now.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it at fourth. I'm going to do it at fourth level.
Okay. Oh,
Jesus Christ. All right.
Nat 20!
Yeah!
Patriot Act!
Okay, this might get real interesting real quick.
Okay. So that was a fourth level guiding bolt, so that's 7d6.
So 14d6. Oh, no. So 7d6, so it would be 42 Plus 76.
Plus 76.
I like Jake's rule. I really like the way he does
that. That's the fuck done. Come on.
Not great. It's another 21 on top.
Call your shot.
Holy shit!
Are you serious?
She had 40. She had 40 hit points left.
Holy shit!
You had her before you even rolled. The 42 was enough.
Damn,
oh,
nice.
Shit!
How high are we?
50 feet?
Oh no, that's okay.
So I fly up 30 feet. You see the spectral wings kind of glow. I think she might be, if I fly up 30 feet, she's in range for my telekinesis.
Okay.
So I'll just be like, I'll just say, coward. And I'll just throw up my mace as you see the guiding bolt just like crash and just crash down upon her.
Nice.
Right through her stomach, the radiant ball burns. The radiant bolt burns right through her stomach, cauterizing the wound as it goes, but it just cuts right through her entrails. And she begins 50 feet up.
Ah!
So we can feel her.
You can
fall her.
You can feel the life leave her. Like, everything just loosens, everything goes limp, and she is now free falling.
But I'm still in her jaw, right?
You are in her jaw.
So it's my turn now, if I'm not
mistaken. Staying within the realm of initiative, it is your turn, Malady.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm done.
Malady, I can see him?
I gave you Bardic Inspiration.
Yeah, so you know he's there.
Okay. And I'm going to say, grab my hand.
Yes!
Can he reach me? Can he get my hand?
Do I have to roll for that?
I'm thinking.
If not, okay, my first idea is Thunderstep. My second idea is if he can touch me, I'll cast Fly. Now, if I need to try to get out of her mouth first and then get to him, I will.
I need each of you to make acrobatics checks.
Fucking great. Thank God I have inspiration. Holy shit.
What the hell?
Acrobatics.
Oh, okay.
Acrobatics. Oh, 19!
Okay. Between the two of you, 36. That is enough for you each to stretch and feel the other one.
I'm gonna do fly.
Okay.
Because I don't think Thunderstep is going to be the right thing out of here. But I still got to get out of her mouth.
You're still in her mouth?
Did the acrobatics let me get out of the mouth?
Sure.
I mean,
she's not really holding anymore. She went limp. She didn't like tense. She went limp.
Oh, okay. So I'm able to pry it open. I'm able to grab him. I cast fly. And I try to stop us in the air while her body keeps falling.
Okay. And you see your party members float off of her as Mimrina just dive bombs directly into the town square of Blackgate.
Now I want to look out. Do I see Ling?
Ling is sort of like hovering, like looking out over the what is now the wreckage of Blackgate.
Before my turn is up, can I just look at him and be like, I think it's time. We did what we wanted.
Yeah, and a lot more.
I say we regroup.
Agreed.
Regroup.
Yeah. Tactical retreat.
What's up?
Where's your?
As you say, where's your? You hit the ground. The four of you come together in the town square of Blackgate, and you look around, and coming out of in the ruins of one of the buildings over here.
Yeah.
You see, your comes running out. Ignis comes running out. They both are soot covered. You see like singes of lightning damage on Ignis's armor. She appears to be nursing one of her arms like it's very badly injured. Mm. Yours, like, has his arm around her, helping her out of the building. And down that alleyway,
okay,
you see laying prone the tiefling known as Pandora. Nursing a wound, you see the male half-orc, T-Rex, is cradling, like a baby, the female dwarf. She's alive, but she's very injured. It looks like a compound fracture in one of her legs. And he is holding her up. And sitting next to them on the ground, you see the halfling bard, Melly, just sort of on a knee, appears to be like nursing wounds herself. And you see Nevia cradling a very dead Olivaro. And you just see her, she keeps, like, moving her hand as if to cast, and nothing is happening.
Can I run over to them?
You run over.
Cure wounds?
On Olivaro?
Yeah.
Make a medicine check.
Oh, shit, he's dead. I'm not the wisest of medicine checkers. 17.
It looks like whatever hit him last took him past his max. Whatever he was last hit by.
I'm just gonna take her hand, and I'm gonna hold her hand. Like, she keeps going like this, I'm gonna take her hand.
You can see she's trying to cast Raise Dead, and nothing's happening.
Are they coming towards us? Like you said, they're all, like, sort of meandering.
Yor and Ignis were meandering towards you. The other ones are just sort of gathering around the bodies of Pandora and Olivaro.
So not on my watch. So Olivaro is dead, and Raise Dead is not happening. I'm gonna try Resurrection.
Okay.
If you'll allow it without I don't know how you want to play the whole diamond thing.
Did we find stuff?
You know what? I haven't been managing that this entire campaign because it's so different. Like, I'm not really using gold in this campaign, so it's okay.
Okay.
Your resurrection spell works as the life returns to Olivaro. And Nevia is cradling him and, like, sobbing into his shoulder. And you realize it wasn't that Raise Dead wasn't working. It was that she couldn't cast it.
Mm.
The magic wasn't happening. Another cleric appears to have lost their power.
That pisses me off. Can I go to the dwarf?
Okay.
Who has a compound fracture?
Mm-hmm.
And I will give the potion of healing.
Thank you. She drinks it and you see the legs straighten out.
I know it's not a lot, but it'll at least alleviate that pain that you walk.
Put me down. Put me down.
And the tiefling?
Dead.
Dead as well? I can try revivify, but I don't know if too much time has passed.
Go ahead and try.
All right. Revivify. Bring back a one hit point.
She returns to life with one hit point.
I see him do that?
Yep.
I go over to her and I do a cure wounds.
Okay.
First level. She gets 5.
Ignis, good. How many did you said you could take?
I can take 8.
1, 2, 3, 4. You go, old friend. And she pushes your towards you. That's 5.
I can take.
She looks at the rest of them. She says, I'm sorry, she can only take 3 more of you. And none of them move.
Looks like it's just us.
With all due respect, Olivaro now props himself up on his, having a hard time standing because coming back from resurrection, you're fucked for 0 days. With all due respect, I don't think any of us are leaving the rest behind. It's all right. Someone's got to stir up the shit.
I'm gonna empty the last of my cure wounds onto him. I have another 5 charges, so I'll do another, like a level 4 cure wounds and then another level 1, so whatever that is.
I'd do 2 more cure wounds on anybody else that might need it.
Okay.
I am, and Pox, and Malady are crying. I would want to save heroes and fighters, but I would never leave my team behind, so I won't even ask.
Ignis turns and gives Yor a hug. It's been a pleasure being your commander. Take care of them, old friend. And she pushes Yor towards you, and you could see the hesitation in Yor. Don't be stupid.
I'm going to go to Nevia.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to hand her the arcane Gallimore?
Grimoire? Okay.
If you're no longer a cleric, that doesn't mean you can't be a wizard. Use this. Read it through. It'll help you.
I won't have time to read that, but... And she shows you her mace. I still have this. And you recognize it as a mace of terror.
Don't hold back.
What's there to hold back for? I don't intend to. Go on, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah?
I think we, might as well start walking, guys.
Let's go.
So we'll gather up.
Clicking our wounds, we go into, the basement.
You're going to the pod?
I think it might be the better way to go, just because with teleport itself, there's the risk of me not getting to the right place. right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I'd rather take the circle.
Okay. Yeah.
Smart.
As you descend, you make your way into what's left of Laughter's Chapel to get down into the basement where the pod is. Zarkon, bringing up the rear, letting your party go. As you're about to descend, you, being the noble person in you, and the hesitation as well to turn around and leave, you take one last look behind you, and you see on the far side of that alleyway, you see Ling begin to descend. And they just turn weapons out, and they run right at her.
It takes everything in me not to join them.
I'm sure. As you would...
As I walk through Laughter's Chapel, I'm going to put my hand on the bar as I walk past, and I'm just going to put my hand on that dust. I'm going to go like this. I'm going to smell it. Whatever dust or rubble or whatever is around. I'm going to try to pick up a rock. I'm going to say thank you. And I'm just going to keep walking.
Orchestrion finds, like, whatever paint, food, like, something on the way there.
Mm-hmm.
And on one of the walls that's, like, on the main level, the lyre. He's pointing at his goosebumps.
And you enter the pod. Malady casts the spell she knows very well.
That I've literally been saving this whole time.
Well, you've been saving this whole time. And Blackgate is left behind. As you cast teleportation circle to the other part of the circle, which you know winds up somewhere on the outskirts of Dragonthrone.